Chapter 10, 1848-1849, Heaven-Directed Travels and Important Visions. While attending the conference at Topsom in October, Ellen White realized she would have to make a very special sacrifice in giving up the company of her child. With the rigors of travel, it just was not feasible to take a 14-month-old child with them. The mother told of the excruciating experience. Again I was called to deny self for the good of souls. We must sacrifice the company of our little Henry, and go forth to give ourselves unreservedly to the work. My health was poor, and he would necessarily occupy a great share of my time. It was a severe trial, yet I dared not let my child stand in the way of our duty. I believed that the Lord had spared him to us when he was very sick, and that if I should let him hinder me from doing my duty, God would remove him from me. Alone before the Lord, with most painful feelings and many tears, I made the sacrifice, and gave up my only child for another to have a mother's care and feelings. We left him in Brother Howland's family, in whom we had utmost confidence. They were willing to bear burdens to leave us as free as possible to labor in the cause of God. We knew that they could take better care of Henry than we could while journeying with him, and it was for his good that he should have a steady home and good discipline, that his sweet temper be not injured. It was hard parting with my child. His little sad face, as I left him, was before me night and day, yet in the strength of the Lord I put him out of my mind, and sought to do others good. The Whites arranged for the Howlands to keep Henry for $1 a week, which Otis Nichols promised to supply. But after a few weeks all pay was refused, and Henry lived with the Howlands for 5 years. They provided not only a good home but clothing as well, except for a little garment that Ellen brought each year, as did Hannah of old.